This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Mace Thornton, Vice President of Communications and Marketing Strategy with the United Soybean Board, joins us. And Mace USB has introduced a new online resource called the Soy Hopper, enabling farmers to see how their checkoff dollars are helping drive demand for U.S. soy. So what are some of the things you can tell us about the new Soy Hopper?
The Soy Hopper is a web platform, and by going there, there are a number of different topics that our soybean farmers can get apprised of. Production, research, what's going on in the supply chain, what's the supply and demand situation, what's the latest in sustainability, what are the new partnerships out there, and probably one of the things that always is associated with the checkoff is what kind of research is coming down the pipeline.
So if there are Kansas soybean farmers who'd like to participate in the new online hub, how can they do that?
All they have to do is visit www.unitedsoybean.org/hopper. And while they are there, they can sign up for an email version of the hopper, which would be delivered to their email boxes every month. If they do it right now, they also might get a free U.S. soy hat.
How are some of the checkoff investments laddering up to key action areas of the United Soybean Board's new strategic plan?
Our board of directors approved a new strategic plan that really is a departure from where we have been. Our old strategic plan had pillars of soybean yield, soybean oil, and sustainability. And our new strategic plan is more granular in that it talks about innovation and technology as one key area, infrastructure and connectivity as another key area, and health and nutrition as another area.
As they always say, it's a living, breathing document with the strategic plan.
We are really focused on building value, not just value in general for the soybean, but value that makes it back down to the farm level. And we're doing that by looking at building value through resilience. What kind of better soybean or higher valued soybean can be developed that ultimately goes back and supports the farmer? What are the ways that we can build value through differentiation? How is U.S. soy better than soy grown in other parts of the world? And the last part of that is really building value through reputation.
That is Mace Thornton, Vice President of Communications and Marketing Strategy with the United Soybean Board, as he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.